Hey, what's up, y'all? Tarina Vincent back up in here exploring life like always. How's everybody doing? Hopefully, you can hear me good again. The Bluetooth is off, and so I'm just recording using the phone speaker, but I have my phone on the car, the cell phone holder thing that's on the vent. Air is not that high, so hopefully you can hear me. That's why I'm kind of trying to shout, trying to be a little loud. But you know, journey with me. So you drive to work in that hour long journey. Hopefully the podcast episode will be good. But anyway, man, you know how it is. Once a month episodes. I trimmed it down to once a month because I still wanted to enjoy listening to other people's podcasts. Keep up on my sports. Check out the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Shout out to Bart Winkler. I used to listen to him. Then WSSP 1250 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, a Milwaukee Brewer fan. So that's why I found their station and been a fan since 2011. But back in August, they decided to get rid of all their local programming. So now he has a podcast. So I listen to his podcast, his shows. Even before, when he was on the radio station, he had a 4-hour show, a morning show. So I would listen to every hour. So, you know, that's why I was kind of like, you know, behind all the time. And that was the joke with him. I would call him or I would tweet him about like episodes like 2 months old. You know? But anyway, so, you know, so that's why I trimmed it down to a month, because I told myself, look, I do my YouTube channel still. I still do my YouTube videos. I try to do one video a week. And I get it. Like I said, all about consistency. So, like, if I want my channel to really grow, I have to be, I guess, consistent, right? You can't be, like, saying, oh, I wish I had more subscribers and more interaction with people. But I already know my issue is I'm not consistent, man. Like, you can drop video, like, I don't drop a video a day, at least, just to get the subscriber numbers up, you know? I took the backwards route. I said, you know what, let me just drop a video a week, and hopefully build subscribers then. And I think that's not how it works, unless you have real, very, 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 very good content, you know, or crazy content. You know, like, if you're, like, a amateur filmmaker, or, like, you know, like, a digital artist, and you make like little TV shows or little skits or something, then I get it. But I don't, so that's my problem, that's my issue, I guess you would say, if you have an issue. But that's why I made my decision to do once a month podcast episodes, because I feel like, hey, you know, once a month's cool. Again, sometimes if I had the creative flowing juices flowing, maybe I'll do more. Like I told you before, when I very first started this podcast, I was recording episodes every day. And of course, what I liked about them, they weren't aged. They may be a little bit aged because I might talk about a current event during that week or that month and then post it, but it was nothing too big, you know. That's why I don't, current events are cool to speak on, but I don't make this, oh, this is current events, you know, this is all we're talking about, current events and stuff. Nah, because I already know if I don't post it right away, sometimes what you're talking about is already old news, you know? Or somebody's like, why is this guy even talking about this, you know? So that's why I kind of reached that decision to be like, let's just make a month podcast, you know, just do it that way. Because, you know, I don't want to cheat nobody. I know, like, I'm talking like I got people fucking, you know, twiddling their fingers and shit waiting for me to drop an episode. No, I already know. I already know how it is, you know what I mean? I know I ain't that famous. Or that wanted. My content's not that crazy, you know. But I wanted to say was, thank you guys for listening. Anybody out there, guys, girls, whatever, you know. Thank you for listening, taking the time out of your day, out of your including me. In your day of working, shopping, chilling, relaxing, drinking, smoking, whatever y'all doing, listening to the podcast, I appreciate it. Thank you once again. And thank you to my 4 listeners that I always get. I always at least get 4 listens per month per episode. I wish I got more. I'll keep it real. You know, I do post on my socials, You know, but I get it, you know. I get it. Like I said, even on my socials, I'm not constant on there. So sometimes people don't watch it, you know. Or they watch it, but they're just, you know, I think for instance, like Snapchat, right? I think a lot of people who follow a lot of people on Snapchat or just do Instagram Live or Facebook, like their little stories, sometimes they're just clicking through the story. You know, if they're seeing something cool that they like, oh, they'll watch it. But they're not really clicking on the links. They're not saying, oh, click my link. You know what I mean? So I get why sometimes I'd be like, oh, let me put this in my Instagram story. And I should get people to click on it and listen to it. No, at the end of the day, it's what they want to do. You know, that's why I would tell myself, at the end of the day, man, it's what they want to do. And depending what link you put up there, because sometimes, like, for my podcast link, I just put the Anchor link. The Anchor link will send you to the Anchor little page, and then you can listen to it on whatever podcast, wherever you get your podcast at. Like, I know my podcast is on Apple and Spotify for sure, so it'll be on those. But you know, so I'll do it that way. So I think sometimes when people click on that, they might not even be able to listen because they don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, they don't want to listen on the web. But I know a majority of my my listens are web browser. So I know, I appreciate y'all, for anybody who's using the link and all that. I do appreciate it, for real. And so, you know, I can do a bit more out there, like, to be consistent with stuff. But I guess, I don't know if it's, I'm not saying an old school, because I know there's part of people of my the younger generations that don't post as much either. Like, there's people who have Instagram that have nothing on their posts. They just do stories all the time. And then there's people on Instagram that have nothing posted, no stories either. That is, all they do is, like I said, consume Instagram. So they're on there just to like and watch people's videos and all that shit, you know. So I get all that. But for me, it's like I usually post like what books I read, and like, I don't know, man. Like, and then for me, I got like a whole bunch of pictures I want to post, but I end up not posting them for some reason. I'll be like, oh, I'll do it later. Or, you know, I want to put a bunch of hashtags on. I want to put a bunch of hashtags on here and all that. So, or like, oh, I'll wait till I get home to use the Wi-Fi, you know. And I told myself a long time ago, I remember when Instagram first came out. And when it came out, right, I was like, oh, this is cool. And at the time, I didn't have a phone that was Instagram capable. You know, I was like, man, this sucks. And my wife had one, so she had Instagram. And she had Facebook. I didn't have a Facebook. I didn't get a Facebook until, I think I want to say 2009 or 2008. I forget when I got one. My wife made it for me. And then she gave it to me. You know what I mean? And I recently got my Facebook back. I got my Facebook back, I want to say last month or earlier this month. So I was fucking happy getting it back because I had a bunch of memories. Like I said, my wife, the thing I love about my wife, love you, babe, love you, love you, Crystal, she would always, like, she's always down to post, like, pictures. Like, she's not too crazy about it. So, like, any type of special event, she's taking a picture, you know? So I know that it'll be there, you know, and then she'll post me. Like, she'll tag me on, like, Facebook back in the day, you know? So I have all these memories. And that's the shit that kind of got me. It was like, man, I ain't missing all these, man. Because somebody took my Facebook, man. They hacked in. They set up the double authentication. So they were getting the double authentication code at first until I kept reporting it. And then I kind of left it alone because I kind of got frustrated with the whole process. I guess maybe Facebook was backed up. I don't know. Because I provided, you know, a picture of my ID. I provided, you know, everything Facebook asked for to say, hey, this is my damn fucking account, you know? And so that was that. And so then I got it back. And the thing, like, my wife, she always posted me and stuff, you know? And I remember, like, going back to the whole Instagram. When Instagram came out, I was like, yeah, I told my wife, well, I can't wait to get Instagram because I'll post a bunch of crazy dumb pictures and stuff or things that I think are cool. And so, like, my very first post, I think I posted, I liked it at first. Because Instagram, when it first came out, you know, you used the hashtags to get people to, like, find your pictures and stuff. So I thought that was cool, you know. So I kind of got stuck on the hashtag thing. So, like, so I still do it. Whenever I'll post a picture, I'll post, like, say something's red, I'll post red. I'll put hashtag red, hashtag hashtag green, whatever the color it is, or whatever subject matter it is, or whatever category I'll fall into, I'll start posting. I'll put hashtag that, hashtag this. So I like doing that. But then the funny thing is, when I said that, I told my wife, oh, I can't wait till I get it. And then I end up getting a little bit better phone. It wasn't a super smart phone, but it was a little bit better. Touchscreen and everything, and Samsung. I was like, yeah. And then I said, I opened Instagram on it, you know. So I'd use that phone, but then that phone was only Wi-Fi capable because I didn't have service. So it was just a Wi-Fi phone, you know? And, yeah, man. Now I don't even post pictures, man. Like, and I get it. Like, to me, social media is one thing. It's cool. Like, Instagram. And then Snapchat. I use Snapchat a little bit more, like, when I'm out. Like, say, if I go out to dinner or go watch a movie, I'll post a snap more than Instagram. Even though Instagram has the stories too, it's just, I don't know, I just like that. And then for me, my dumb ass will always post after the fact. I won't really post when I'm there. And I was like, man, this is stupid. Like, the whole point why you got all this, man, because you wanted to share to the world to a point. Not to the world, but like, just post like what you think is cool and what you find interesting out there in the world. And now your ass doesn't even do that, you know? So that's why I kind of find it funny that sometimes, you know, as me as a person, I don't do as, like, why I wanted to do. And sometimes it's not an embarrassment. It's just like, oh, now I have to make sure, like, if I post it on Instagram, right, you know, I'm going to, before you post, you can edit and, like, you know, then add the hashtags and tag people and then post it. Like, I get too, like, oh, let me see if the picture looks good or do people understand what I mean. It's like that. You got to stop, man. This goes back to the whole adage of just fucking do it. I get it. You want to be cautious. If you're posting, like, inappropriate stuff, you know, risque things, or what is it, not safe for work, whatever, then I get it. You want to double think, make sure. And then, of course, if you're posting, like, very politically charged stuff, you got to check yourself at that moment, saying, hey, are you just pissed off, or this is what you really want to do? You know, whatever. I get all that. But, like, just things in general, man. It's like, what's stopping me? Like, I tell myself, like, why the fuck are you not posting? Post it. No, I'll do it later. You know, I have pictures. I literally took pictures of, like, some of the cool stuff, like my hats. And, like, why the fuck are you not posting this? I'll do it later. Come on, man. This is what, when is later going to come? You know? So, my bad, guy. So a lot of people out there that do it, even though, like, we would make, like, you know, the whole adage stereotype of some fucking stupid kids fucking posting everything. Like, I'll give them props for doing it. You know, of course, is there overkill? There's always going to be overkill and everything. But, and then to anybody out there, just do it, man. Post what you want to post. You know, like, you know, and then you don't always have to have a caption to it. Just post. I get it. Like, that's a like frustrating me because sometimes, like, what do I put in a caption? Like, hey, what's up? This is cool morning, or like, yeah, this is cool, you know? And like, and then the whole ad, the hashtag thing. That's, I love doing the hashtag thing because you categorize it, and other people who like stuff like that will find it and like it, you know what I mean? That's what I thought. But then I guess Instagram did something to their algorithm things, so now it's not like as popular to use the hashtags and shit. So I don't know. I think I talked about this a little bit before. But yeah, I didn't remember, and that frustrates me because then you think about it, man. I remember when Instagram first came out, I wanted it because I wanted to post pictures of stupid stuff I see on the street or I find, you know, or like, you know, like at the time, like I said, my son, he was 8, he's an adult now. I had a son, and he had cool toys, and I was like, man, I only take pictures of these toys and post them. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? And I don't even do that, and I have a little one I could be doing that with. So it's just weird how, like, you know, I would say there is a laziness that kind of stunts your growth. Sometimes, yeah, I'm complacent sometimes or uncomfortable. And I'll just keep it real. Sometimes I am lazy when it comes to that social media shit. Because, like, man, I don't want to do that shit. They take a picture and I'll post it later. Like, I got pictures with my homies. Or I got pictures. My bad. Damn. Talking too much, man. Talking too much. You make my throat dry as shit. I got pictures with some of my homies and my friends, you know. And I still haven't posted them. And they're like years old. You know, I'm like, come on, man. I even got pictures my wife took with her phone. She touched them up a little bit because the lighting was bad. And then she sent it to me and I still never posted them. And I'm like, come on, Vince, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? Like, post this shit. Like, why don't you want to? You know? My bad, guys. That was good. I just want them to see something real quick. Want to make sure they're not on the right path. And that was a little charging thing that was making that noise. I had to put my phone on it because, like, my wife bought this, like, charging stand. This thing that, like, wireless charging thing. It's a little bit off-brand shit, you know? So, like, every time light hits the little sensor, it keeps opening. And it makes this, that noise, like a robot. So, like, every time I was trying to record a little bit earlier, I kept, like, any light that would hit it, it kept opening and closing. So, I was like, man, she's kind of annoying, you know? And plus, I don't know if you're hearing it in the background, so I had to put my phone on there. Just wanted to make sure I'm on the right path. Yes, I know where I'm going. All right, we back. So, but it works all right. It's not worth charging now, but it works good. But what was I talking about? I was talking about the, Instagram posting, complacent, being lazy. Yeah, well, it is kind of to me. Like, yeah, I got pictures that someone posted. I'm like, come on. Then I was thinking about, like, yeah, Instagram's cool, but what if Instagram, like, dies? I don't think it would, because Instagram's owned by Facebook or Meta, whatever the fuck. So, like, I think as a company, they'll keep both of those things going. But you remember, like, MySpace died? And then it got bought, MySpace got bought out, and then it slowly died. Like, what happened to all that shit in the servers? Like, is it gone today? I mean, because you can wipe a server completely, I believe. You can digitally wipe, erase everything, you know, and then it's gone. So, at the time I said, like, and I get it, digital media is so, like, there. Like, Dana Thomason, then get these fucking pictures fucking developed, then turn them into real photos. And keep them in a fucking book if you're that obsessed with losing them, you know? Because, like, because at that time I said, once I post it, right? Say you post it to Instagram or you post it to your Facebook and you get rid of it and it's gone. It's off your phone. You deleted it completely off your phone. I get it. It might be stuck in the cloud if you got your cloud shits on or whatever, however that shit works. And then what happened? Like, what happened to me? I got my shit hacked and then they take over my account and never want to give it back, right? And you lose all those memories, you know. So that's why I kind of like not obsess about, but like think about, like, nah. Even if I post it, let me save it. I don't know what to do. You know. And then I don't do anything. I end up sitting on it, you know. Like, it's basically just there. So I still got pictures of my phone like 3-4 years ago. I haven't even posted, man. And that's the sad part. And like for me, but I think again, like, that's just my style. Like my what I do. But again, I get it. Like some people, like, oh, you're just old. That's why. Like, no, I'm not old. I just, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, you know, I try to still not keep something private, but like, you just like, nah, I don't, I'm not gonna post it, or I don't feel like posting this. So I don't know. It's something that you kind of have to deal with, and going forward, you kind of, you know, it's up to you if you want to change or not, you know. But I still have fun. I mean, I think social media is cool. Like I said, posting Instagram. I always thought Instagram was cool. Twitter's all right. I don't mind Twitter. Like, I'm on Twitter. I didn't use it that much when I first made my Twitter account, but then I slowly started using it a little bit more. It's interactive to a point. It is kind of interactive once you, especially when you interact with current things. Like, you're watching a TV show and you put hashtag, oh, I like this episode. Good job. I was watching, I don't know if I talked about that. I was watching Blown Away on Netflix. Basically a glass making competition. And I liked it. And I remember I posted, hey, at Netflix or at Blown Away, whatever. I said something either about a character or about an episode. And then they you know, tweeted back or something. Like, I was like, oh, that's cool. So I get why people like that interaction you can get with maybe not famous people, but I guess people who are into shows or like sports. Like for me, I love sports. So I kind of relate things to sports sometimes. And like sports anchors or sports talk guys on the radio, like Bart Winkler, he's a radio host, so he's very accessible and very, you know, back and forth tweeting and stuff. He's cool, like stuff like that. So I get that interaction. It's pretty cool, like, you know. And the same thing, like if you leave a comment on a YouTube channel, like a YouTube channel's video, you leave a comment and the creator or the person in charge of that channel, whoever, comments back to you or answers your question, that's cool, you know what I mean? It's interaction, and that's what's cool about it. So that's why I get why Twitter's so popular, so like popping, because it's all back and forth. You know, it is what's the day today. Right now it's November 23rd. So I get the whole adage, like, you know, I guess last week everybody thought Twitter was gonna die, because I guess like 75% of Twitter's employees left, you know, or quit, or got fired, or quit, and all that because of Elon Musk's demands of talks and all that shit. You know, that motherfucker bought it. You know, the people with Twitter, hey, if you want to get mad at anybody, you can get mad at them, but it's a capitalist society, so hey, a motherfucker offered, you know, whatever he offered, they said, fuck it, here you go, fuck, here's Twitter, thanks, you know what I mean, so they turned a profit, so in a way they can say, they sold it out, they sold Twitter out, you know what I mean, but it is what it is. I mean, Elon Musk, he's a rich guy, but like I said, man, this is what happens, and it's just, so this is my take, all right, my take, on the whole Elon Musk Twitter thing. This is what happens in society when a guy who is very rich, when an individual has a lot of money, way more money. I'm not saying way more than he needs. We all know what we need, you know what I mean? Maybe what money you can do with, you know, whatever. You earned it, you know, off the backs of other people. Of course, that's all the way it's always going to happen. You know what I mean? You're going to, people, you might not be exploiting those people, but a company you made that does business with another company might be exploiting somebody's labor or exploiting somebody's, because that's the way it is. Because at the end of the day, there's always people who will do more for their job than, you know, with the family. They'll say, oh, you know what, I'll stay an hour, like a salaried employee. Oh, I'll stay 12 hours every day for 7 months. It's okay. And they're only getting paid for 8 hours working. I get a salaried employee, for the most part, you hope they're getting paid a decent amount of money, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, or even an hourly guy. Oh, I'll do the 10 hours every day, even though it's only an 8-hour job. Man, at least I get those 10 hours of overtime. All that shit adds up. Of course, it's money. But again, time is something you'll never get back. Time is something that you can never buy. Even if you're rich, rich. All that the rich people can do with their time is they can hire people to do their jobs, or they can hire somebody to make money for them so then they can enjoy just the profits of their job and then have more fun time, you know what I mean, or spend time with the family, be there for other people, you know what I mean. So that's the only thing, that's the only way you can do it. But at the end of the day, most people, what we do, 9 to 5s, go to work, right? And you know, sometimes people, I'm not saying everybody hates their job, no, but there's days where you don't want to go, but you go because you have to make that money, because you got bills to pay, or you want to go on that vacation, so you got to save up. You know, I'm not saying everything's bill driven. No, there's times where you got hobbies you want, or when you want to buy that box of cards, you want to buy them shoes, you want to, you know, buy that workout equipment, you want to buy that bike part, you want to buy that car part, you want to buy that bike, you want to buy that car, you want to do this, you want to do. So that's why we go to work, to make that money. Then of course the bills are always going to be there, so you got to go to work anyway to make those bills, right? To pay those bills, so then you can enjoy the rest of life. So I go back to it. Elon Musk buying Twitter. This is what happens when a rich guy has money. He offered an extraordinary amount of money, I think. I don't know. Like, I don't know the math, but I think he offered a decent price for the Twitter platform, and they sold it to him. So technically, it's his rules, right? He owns it. I get the public uses it, but at the end of the day, I think it's a private company, right? I'm not sure. I think it is. I don't think it's shared. I don't think it's a public traded entity. So you know what I mean, like. I'm not sure, so I don't know all the reasons, but he owns it, so he can make the rules for it. Saying, like, if he wants to fucking give bitch-ass Donald Trump the Twitter back, or if he wants to give Kanye his Twitter account back, like, as a consumer of Twitter or a user of Twitter, you can all gang up on him and say, hey, Twitter had, like, 1 billion users. Well, 800 million users say, don't give Kanye his Twitter back. He can listen to you because that's a lot, you know, that's a lot of users. But at the end of the day, he doesn't need to. What are you going to do? All leave? Y'all going to leave Twitter? All at once? A mass exodus? A mass close the account? Not just not use it. You can uninstall it off your phone. You cannot go see it, but you still have an account on there. So, of course, it's not going to be as active, but it's still an account. I'm talking about deleting that shit. I'm talking about going on there. All the years you've been, guys, I've been on Twitter making your Twitter space, your space, getting your fucking subscribe, your followers, and getting your tweets and your whatever, all that gone. Then maybe they'll listen. But a lot of people ain't gonna do that, you know. But yeah, so that he's gonna run it the way he runs. Of course, you want him not to do certain things, or you want him not to censor things. You want him not to be like, hey man, don't be just giving out these check marks to everybody. I don't really give a fuck, because I'm not like a whole. Like, Twitter's my life. I get why people get addicted to that shit. But at the end of the day, the internet's very very vast. So if you find your information on the internet, you can double check that shit. Unless you're living in a country where the internet's fucking heavily censored, where like they'll direct you to bullshit sites or direct you to disinformation sites. However that censorship works, and I get it, but end of the day, man, people living in the United States for the most part, you know, I don't know any conspiracies, but there are probably people who think like the internet that the United States lets you surf is probably censored still too. But whatever, man, you can explore the internet, man. You can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And all this shit, there's Reddit, there's fucking, like, what, Pinterest. You know what I mean? There's all sorts of things out there to get information and or to talk to other people who feel the same way as you feel and stuff, or concerned about the same concerns you're concerned about and all that, that will share the correct information. That's the problem, though, when you get with a group of people that have that same opinion, sometimes they start sharing the false information or the false narrative or whatever the fuck you want to say. And that's why I say just do the research and, you know, and do it like it is. Be the individual when it comes to it. I get it. You want to be in a group because you feel comfortable talking about something you believe in with other like-minded people. I believe that. I get it, you know. But at the end of the day, don't be the fucking sheep still. And I mean, we're all sheep in that way, but don't be the one that's, oh, okay, I'm just going to fall. Unless you want to. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't get it. Like, people, don't be a sheep. Like, at the end of the day, if you want to, you want to. It's cool. Because you want to still take care of your life. Like it always said, man, we can think about all these deep thoughts of like what, how the world goes around, or what's really the secrets underground in the water, and is there really a fucking cyborg society or reptoids and reptilians and motherfucker. At the end of the day, we're still thinking about, well, how we get food on the table. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to feed my kids if I lose this job? Or if I'm suspended, when is the money going to run out? Should I get a new job while being suspended? You know, like all sorts of shit that go through your mind. Oh, they told me not to work while I'm not suspended, because then I can lose the job anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to put all that shit in perspective. So that's why I get why sometimes this information is like, okay, that's cool, or that's interesting, or that's just a hobby. I'll look into all these theories and stuff, you know? But yeah, that's going back to, see, that's why it's an arena of life, baby. We go all over the place. But I usually like talking about like deep thoughts, not deep thoughts, but like just things that make you think sometimes, or just like just general, like, do you remember, like reminiscing or going over like we're just talking about Instagram, how I remember how Instagram was cool and how I wanted to get it at the time, and I finally got it, you know, and I still think it's cool. I think and there's so much things you can do. Like, that's why TikTok is so popular too. I guarantee you, TikTok. I know I made an episode talking about like the whole emphasis, but I'll just brush on it. Like TikTok, how it's so cool and popular, you know? How Vine, remember Vine? That had its own fucking app and everything. That was cool and popular too, you know? Because they just got straight to the meat and potatoes. And then, you know, YouTube does it too now. YouTube has YouTube Shorts. I don't know how long they've had it. I remember seeing it, but, you know, people do just YouTube. There's literally YouTube channels now that just have nothing but shorts on it. YouTube Shorts. That's it. That's all they do, shorts. They don't do fucking full-on videos. They don't go live videos. They just have full YouTube Shorts. And that's cool, too. Like I said, more power to you, man. Like, whatever you get, like, creative flows, or even if it's just you opening packs of baseball cards. Oh, that's not creative. It, to a point, and I get why some people don't feel that's creative, but at the end of the day, you're still making the video. You're still sitting there adding your 2 cents. Unless it's just a video where it's just music playing in the background, or not even that, because YouTube's fucking crazy with their copyright shit. If it's just you opening up packs of cards and not even reacting to them, more power to you. You know, some people find that soothing. Just the whole opening of the wrapper. Even if you turn the sound off, it's just you opening the cards. Cool. But the cards are right there. The cards are the center of the picture. Maybe your hands are there and opening it, but that's it. And more power to you. You know, what the fuck? My bad, guys. But going back to it, that Instagram was cool. Sorry. And now TikTok is popular, and so it's just about posting, man, and I get it. How you kind of just stop. I think not a lot of people. I think just for me, it's my issue. I think more people, they post if they want to post. And then you got the people who post and then delete. And I get it. Maybe they're feeling the, like, you know, maybe, like, they, what they say, like, they post, like, you know, explicit photos. Or it's just their ass cheeks hanging out their underwears or whatever. Like a girl or whatever. A guy, too, whatever, floats the boat. I ain't saying nothing, but whatever, you know. But, you know, and then they end up deleting it because it was too much. Or, I don't know, because, you know, like, for instance, for women, I'm not a woman, so I don't know. They probably get a bunch of crazy attention anyway from weirdos. And as soon as you post some, like sexy, spicy, whatever pictures, I can get it. The motherfuckers come out the woodwork. Or the motherfuckers, like, there's but, like, maybe three types of motherfuckers. The ones that be like, you shouldn't post that. You're way better than that. Stop devaluing yourself. Or the motherfuckers, hey, what's up, girl? Damn, you got some big old cheeks. Can I get at it, you know? Or the motherfuckers like, oh, yeah, what else do you do for how much is your photos? Whatever, man. There's all sorts of people that come out the woodwork, you know, the woodwork and seeing that shit, you know? So I get all that. So there's all the ones that pick the posters and then they take them down. So, and that's why I think Instagram's cool. Like I said, for me, I just gotta post a little bit more just me. Cause like on there, I don't really post selfies. I don't really post, like, you know, pictures of me that much. There's a couple on there, and then like I got pictures. I remember Orange County Soccer Club, OCSC, part of the United States, USSL or USLS or United States Soccer League or some shit. Basically, it's like the minor leagues in the MLS, you know. Orange County Soccer Club won their title, won their championship. I think it was 2021, not 2022. I think it was 2021. And they had like a championship opening, like a championship where you can come take pictures with the trophy at their stadium. It's in Irvine, California. I know, yeah. Irvine, California, Orange County, what's up? Orange County Sports. And I went. I asked my wife to take me. I mean, I could have went, but I brought my wife too. You know, she sat in the car. She didn't want to get down. So I went real quick, and I got to hold the trophy, and I took pictures of the trophy and everything, and then I never posted them. I still have them on my damn phone, man. So that's the shit I'm talking about. Like, you know, what the fuck's wrong with you? You're going to actually literally go and not take, and then take pictures finally, and then not even post them. And then, like, I like that too, man, like family get-togethers. I want to take pictures of my cousin and shit, but I don't say anything. Like, I'm like, nah, I don't want to say nothing. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, what the fuck? Like, and I always think about it, because when is the last time we see each other? You know, God forbid, or whatever. God forbid, you know, I don't want ill will, but, you know, why is it that happens? Or why is it they move far away and I ain't going to see them until, like, next year? You know, and I get it. If you're, like, a family that's real close-knit and you see each other, like, you see your cousins every weekend or every week or every day, then I get it. You don't need to take a picture of them every fucking day. Unless you want to, you never know, but you know. But like that, like you're telling me, like, why the fuck am I not doing that? Like, what the fuck is up? Why are you so, like, embarrassed? Is it embarrassment or is this fear of what? Fear of not wanting, not the motherfucker don't want to take a picture of you? You know what I mean? And I get it, because I have a cousin, that motherfucker, he don't like hugging or nothing. He barely likes to shake hands. You know what I mean? Unless, like, I think he'll hug, like, you know, females or, like, you know, aunts. Like, I don't know, but, like, yeah, he don't like hugging. I'm like, okay. Okay, whatever. So like, and I guess like even when like they attempt to hug, and then he's like, no, I don't hug. And then you kind of feel like, what the fuck? Okay, then whatever. Like, I guess that it's like the same feeling you'll get like if somebody, oh, wants to take a picture, and the cousin's like, no, I want to take a picture. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why people don't. I get it. Like, if this like people you barely met, like friends, like say you barely met a friend, and like, okay, they seem cool, let's want to take a picture. Like, and I get it. Like, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's more of a social thing, I guess. Of like, you know, what you're embarrassed of, or how you present the picture opportunity. I don't know. It's funny though. I just find it funny. Even like when it says, "Hey, fool, let's take a picture." I'm like, "Nah, I don't want to take no picture right now." You know. For instance, I've done it where I said no. I used to work for Disney. They had their third shift appreciation night, so they would like, depending what year. They would open either Disneyland side or California Adventure side, they'll open it for about maybe a good 4 hours or a good 3 hours, I forget. They would open something up and be like, okay guys, here you go. You get to work. Sometimes they'll tell you to get to work at 10, so you get your 8 hours. Other times they'll just say, hey, come at your normal midnight, 12:15 start time, and they'll try to assign you a detail. You'll still get a detail. My bad, I was Johnny. You still get a detail, and you gotta kind of have to do it like under 2 hours. But then usually the leads know, so they'll try to like team you up, like three people, to get the detail done. So y'all can just relax. You know, you can go to your as soon as it hits first break, you can go, or it usually starts like at 3, and it ends like at 5. Like, so yeah, 2 hours. And, you know, they'll open up a side of the park. The last time I was there was they opened up California Adventure. So they opened up from Little Mermaid to Cars Land. So it was Little Mermaid, Cars Land. They opened up, they even opened up Guardians of the Galaxy Ride. I didn't fucking go on that shit though. I think they opened it up for us to ride on. You know, for the employees to ride on, the cast members, my bag, to ride on it. And, fucking car driving too fucking slow. Fuck you in the fast lane, motherfucker. Man, you're driving so fucking slow. Jesus Christ, sorry. But, you know, and, so yeah, and then I remember, like, they had, like, this little, like, picture of, had this photo op where they had, like, the, and this opportunity for, like, Disney, other cast members to work overtime or to get extra shifts. They had, like, the guys who take the pictures. Like, you know, if you've ever been to Disneyland, they have the photo crew that walk around and say, hey, you want me to take a picture? And they take a picture and they say, hey, visit the little website and then you can print your pictures out or order pictures, whatever. So, yeah, they had photo ops. And they had, like, one time they had the flying saucer with the fucking little aliens in Toy Story. And my homie, my friend, he's like, hey, does someone take a picture? And I was like, nah, I don't want to take a picture. And I told him, what the fuck not? I mean, we're in our uniforms, it doesn't matter. I didn't give a fuck. But, like, at the time, I was like, nah, I didn't want to. I was like, nah, think about it. I should have took a picture. You know what I mean? Like, why not? And hey, it's not embarrassing. So that's why sometimes, like, I'll get in that mode where if I'm at some place, I'll take pictures of that all the time. Like, why not, man? You got to have fun. Got to loosen up, you know what I mean, sometimes. I'm not saying uptight. I'm just a quick keep-to-myself person. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're at, like, a place to have fun, have fun. You know, of course, unless you have, like, some shocking news or something bad's happened, and I get it, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to let go sometimes. And that's why I had no problem taking pictures now. But, like, all the missed opportunities, all the times you could have took a picture, but you didn't. And I get it, because you don't want to be the person, oh, let's take a picture. And I'd be like, nah, no pictures right now. I'm like, oh, okay. And that's all they can say, right? It's not like, you're fucking being denied, like, food or water or something, you know? But it's, I get it. It's kind of like a, I guess, the denial part. Like, being told, nah, you're not. I took a picture with this person, but I don't want to take a picture with you type, you know? But family, it shouldn't even be like that. You know, they're family, so they should fucking take pictures of you. You know, I don't get it, but I don't know. I'm always weird like that, I guess. But yeah, man, so like I said, you got homies, you got friends, and hey man, at least you gotta take a picture of like either the beginning of the fucking event or the little party. You know, sometimes you take it at the end, you know, depending what type of homies, type of event, you might be fucking all fucked up or faded and shit. You know, motherfuckers take those drunk pictures and shit. You know, so that's all. So it happens, so. But yeah, like, for instance, just going back to the whole Instagram, I still got shit I don't even post on there, man. And then Twitter, too. Like, Snapchat, I'm kind of open. Like, sometimes when I find things interesting to me, I'll snap it, like, post it on Snap. Like, hey, doesn't this water puddle look like a fucking, I thought one of them looked like a Minotaur. I thought another fucking thing looked like fucking the bitch from Maleficent. I thought one of these like water puddles looked like that, so I posted this shit. And at one time, one of them looked like the fly guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was a giant fly guy, like he was a scientist that got turned into a fly, kind of like the movie. I was like, hey, doesn't this look like Fly Guy's head? You know, like something like that. See, that's what I thought. Like, for me, that's what I meant. by like posting and not just being there, you know, because life, like I said, sometimes life, there's beautifulness and art all over the place surrounded by you, but sometimes we don't, there's things we don't do, we don't take the time to look, or we take advantage of it because we pass by it every day, like your normal routine, your normal route to work. You take this route every fucking day of the week, right? Or every day of your work week. Every fucking day. Have you ever stopped really and looked at the route and said, man, I never noticed that? Or, oh, shit, that's a cool thing right there. Oh, there's a restroom out there? You know? And I get there's people who do it all the time. They explore the whole route, you know? Or have you just took the time, like it's your Friday, you got out of work, you're off the next 2 days. Have you just took the time, just chilled and fucking took the scenic route? Not the scenic route, but, you know, just took your time, man, you know? Because I think sometimes we rush things. Oh, we got to be here. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this, you know? So I get all that. But at the end of the day, man, just got to enjoy the life that you have. And that's how Instagram is pretty cool. And I get it, like taking pictures. And then, like, to me, it goes back to the whole, like, when I'm recording my YouTube channel. Like, it's just like, oh, I want to take a picture, but I don't want people to watch me take a picture. I don't want people looking at me. Bro, you know what's going to happen, man. If you're taking a picture, people want to know why you're taking a picture. It's just the curiosity. It's like, why is this person taking a picture? And then it's like, if you go back to the whole security thing, like, oh, if you see something, say something, you know. So if you see somebody taking pictures, you know, you might be like, why is that person taking pictures of the fence line? Is it trying to break in? You know, like, I get, you know. But no, maybe this motherfucker saw, like, a little bird or he saw a lizard that's on your fence line. He's taking a picture of it, you know. But I get it, you know, the whole suspicious little, why is this person taking a picture by my car? And they're like, look, motherfucker, if you got a badass car, if you got a car that's, like, rare, if you got a car that looks cool, got a bad paint job, or if you got a car that's all fucked up, or looks like a famous car, hey, don't get mad if people take pictures. I get it. You don't want them touching your car. You know, motherfuckers have a habit, like, you know, you've seen those videos of motherfuckers be taking, like, jump, like, sitting on people's, like, expensive cars, taking pictures and shit without permission. You know, or motherfuckers, like, touching people's bikes, you know, motorcycles without permission. I get all that. You can kind of get upset about that, yeah. But if you got a fucking car and it's out there and it's parked in a public space, don't get mad, motherfucker, taking pictures of it, motherfucker. They like the way your car looks. Sorry, you know. But I get it. You know, the suspicion is why they're taking pictures. But like that, you know, who cares, man? Just do it. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. I mean, I'm not saying if the person tells you, stop taking pictures, you know, depending where you're at, what kind of property you're on. If you're on somebody's private property and you're taking a bunch of pictures and they tell you, please stop reframing taking pictures, I don't know if that's a rule. But, you know, to me, it's just like, yeah, just do it, man. Take pictures of what you think is crazy or what you think is interesting, what you think is like, whoa, this is cool, you know. And then and don't be afraid to post it, because I think that's the half thing we do. I think sometimes people do that half and half, or half-assing it, sometimes I call it. They will half-ass it. They'll get the first part done, but the last part, the finishing, they won't do it. Like, oh, they, you know, it's like going and doing something like, yeah, man, I'm going to fucking post these pictures. You get the pictures taken, but you don't post them. You know? I don't know. It's like, just do it if that's what you want to do. If you don't care, you say you have pictures on your phone from, like, years ago, and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot about these. Let me post them. And it's nothing, no big deal to you. That's cool. But if you're one of those motherfuckers that keeps thinking, like, oh, I'll post these right now, or wait up, no, I'll have to wait, because then if I post them at late at night, none of my friends or none of my family's really going to see it because they're not on here. And it's like, man, just fucking post. Who cares, man? If they're going to see it, they're going to see it. You know, if they're following you, eventually, I get it. If the people, there's a lot of people who follow a bunch of people. And whoever is most active that they're following, even then there's a bunch of meme pages or pages that post dumb shit that they post all the time, so that floods your feed, like on Instagram or whatever. So you'll see those things first. If they really gonna do it, they should just put like a who they want to see first, all the new shit first, and then just put, you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, we don't do that. Sometimes we just go have the standard fucking settings set as default. And whatever comes in, I usually, like, for instance, for Facebook, I just put new posts first, you know? Because, you know, whenever I go on there, I want to see, you know, whatever's new, and then work my way down the feed and all that shit. So, you know, I get it. It's still cool to do, but like, the reason why I just bring it up is, like, just do it, man. Like I said, I wanted an Instagram, and I finally got one, and I was slowly post pictures, and then I started worrying about the hashtags and shit. Hashtag this, hashtag. And I do that shit on Twitter too sometimes. Like, I don't post that much on Twitter, because then I want to add hashtags. And Twitter, I like how it limits you. And then Instagram limits you to 30 hashtags, which is cool. And then Twitter limits you to the characters, you know, 100 and whatever fucking characters per tweet or whatever. And so that's cool because then it limits to, like, how many hashtags I'm going to do or how much, like, how many tag at somebody or at, like, a company or at whatever I'm talking about. So that's cool, too. You know, but then I don't tweet as much, you know. Or I see pictures, I see things people tweet and I retweet. I get it, like, I always ask, what's better, retweeting or quote tweeting? And I guess supposedly retweeting is the preferred method. Quote tweeting, I guess some people get mad at that when you quote tweet someone. I don't know why. I still don't get it. But sometimes I'll just do both. I'll retweet it and then I'll quote tweet because I want to say something. It's like when you post something on Facebook and you're like, whoa, check this out, you know, and then it posts everything, like it shows their caption too and the article or and the image or whatever. So I don't know. So I try to do both because I get, you know. But that's what's cool about it. So that's why, man. So Instagram's cool. Use it. Why I used it, why I still have it, I think it's cool. So I know some people don't have it and then people re-get it and then they close it again. Yo, man, if you have an Instagram, just keep it. Unless you posted some weird shit or you don't want to be like, you know, hey, man, you burned your account for some reason, you know. That's cool, too. But like I said, I think it shouldn't be an hour long. So we are coming up on that hour. Man, it's almost going to be an hour soon. So I'm going to end it right here. This might be the end. But, of course, I'm going to put another segment to let you know what's going on. But, yeah, Instagram, man. That's why I have Instagram. I remember when I first got it. And I gotta keep posting, man. That's the shit that's, like, frustrating me, man. It's like, why you not post? Just post. You know what I mean? Post with your family. Post with your what you're doing. And I get it. If you're a private person or you don't want to let people know what you're doing at that moment, then wait. That's why I get why people wait. Like, they'll take pictures of the event and then they'll wait. I get that part, too. And then post and say, yeah, I was here. And then it's funny because sometimes when you post and say, yeah, I was over here. And then people are like, oh, man, you were over there? I was there too. Like, I remember we're at the Angel game, and I think my cousin was at the Angel game too. You know, but I think if we were to post, if he posts, but if I would have posted or we would have posted earlier, or I would have posted earlier, we could have, you know, maybe linked up or say, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? But stuff like that happens. But I get it. Sometimes you don't want, you know, you just want to have your moment, you know, your time. You want to chill, you know. Unless you do want to meet with people, like, hey, man, let's talk, let's chill out, man. Over here at the game by myself. Where the fuck are you? You know. And that's me too. Sometimes I feel like I'm down, but like I don't want to bother people. And you're not always bothering people, man. Just do it. Sometimes it's not bothering over. You're just there talking to people. It's not bothering. Fucking just do it. If you don't do it, how's it gonna work? You know? How are people gonna know you wanna hang out? How do people know you wanna chill at the game? Or you'll buy tickets, you want them to come. You know? Can't read each other's minds. Alright, man, we'll be back. I wanted to talk about, I was, you know, like I said, I like Instagram, so I consume a lot of it. So I was going through Instagram, you know, the feed and all that. And then sometimes I like going, like, recommended video section, like, you know, little recommended videos. And then I'll click on it and then start fucking scrolling on that. And you know what's funny? It tripped me out a little bit was the fact that, I get it. Like, I guess in this world, or it, like the whole platforms and social medias and all that. It's funny how some people can't say certain words now. I mean, I knew that from the start. Like for this podcast, I know it's a podcast. I'm not videotaping, so I have no. I'm not putting it on YouTube, but I think YouTube too. I know they have stances about hate speech and like you know vote you know very like or vote vulgarity and stuff like that. That's fine. I get the hate speech part. You know, you don't want. Motherfuckers just to jump on and you're going fuck Jews, fuck black people, fuck you know, brown people, you know, all that. You don't want them to be on there just being racist, you know. So I get the hate that you know against hate speech, but certain things like when a person's telling a story, because I saw this guy right now, he's all like, oh, I don't know if you ever, you know, sorry, I don't know who it was. It gave me an idea. So anyway, thank you for inspiring ideas, you know. Because I think sometimes that's what people do. They don't do it intentionally. They may not do it intentionally. They may do it. I don't know. But I think sometimes when people do make content, sometimes this inspiring somebody or getting somebody like, you know, getting their thinking cap on or creative juices flowing or like, you know, whatever, that's cool. And that's you should be commended for that to a point. I'm not saying fucking give them a fucking medal and fucking, you know, nah, I'm just saying, you know, that's cool. So, I guess this person, I think he was on a podcast too, because they had like podcast, like microphones. And of course, it was being videotaped anyway. He was saying that, have you ever drank out of a Mickey cup? And I guess in a lot of Mickey ceramic cups from, like, you buy at Disney or whatever, they have Mickey's name inside the cup, right? And I guess when you, you know, pour your liquid in there, like anything that, you know, has a reflect, it has a reflection, it spells wicked or wicked on, you know, on the reflection says wicked, you know? So, that being said, like, I guess they tripped out, and, like, I guess some people knew that already, or some people said, oh, how do you feel about that? And this guy, he said he already knew it wasn't, like, he already knew in his gut or whatever the fuck, I think he said gully, that Mickey was wicked. And then they show an example, I guess, of a Mickey cartoon of Mickey, I guess, there's at a cheese factory, and I guess he had, like, a hard-on. The character, the little Mickey character, had like a, his, he, the guy, the reason why I'm bringing this up, the guy couldn't say penis. He couldn't say penis. He couldn't say dick. He couldn't say, you know, cock. He couldn't say, he didn't say any of that. You know what I mean? He just said, at first he called it his number one region, or his region one, or some shit. And then he said, he called it Mickey Mouse. His Mickey Mouse. And in the video, little cartoon, it shows like Mickey Mouse character had like a hard on. You know, and he was grabbing the triangle cheese, and he was using his penis, but it was in his pants, to, like, poke holes in the Swiss cheese. So, you know, that's how he, you know, some people say that's why, you know, Walt Disney, when he made Mickey, is wicked, like, does wicked shit, like, I don't know. Like, wicked to me, it has two different meanings. Like, wicked to me means, like, that wicky, scary, witchy shit, like, you know, or, like, other times, like, to me, I guess it's, like, borderline, I don't know, like, this, I get it, you know, I kind of understand. So, I tripped out, but the reason why I brought it up, because, like, I get it, like, podcasts, whatever, like, whatever their podcast is published on, and if they have, they do simultaneously on YouTube, too, that's smart. You're basically recording yourself, because a lot of people don't give a fuck no more. If you are literally doing a podcast, and you're not filming it too, like videotaping and put it on YouTube, you're missing out on two revenue streams if you get paid to do podcasts. And because you literally have fans or people who will follow, like subscribe to or follow you, that will listen to you, right? They're doing their thing and listen to the podcast like you guys are doing right now, which I appreciate. Thank y'all. Shout out to everybody around the world listening to the podcast, The Arena of Life with your homie Arena Vincent, And if you're not to like that, me, I'm like I said right now, I'm missing out on two revenue streams maybe, or two to grow my Arena Vincent channel. You know, I'm missing out, right? Because I'm not videotaping me doing these podcasts. Because all it is just people still listening to you, but then they can see your facial expressions. They can see how you look. They can see how you conduct yourself. You know, like I get it. Some people are visual. Some people don't care. They just want to hear what you're talking about. So, but that's just the revenue stream. And so I get why certain times when they're recording their podcasts, they can't say certain words because then they don't want to get demonetized. So I get why they don't say it, but it just trips me out. But we all know what they meant, you know, what it means. And then the little cartoon shows you the example of what's going on. But, like, I just trip out on that. And like, it goes back to the whole censorship and the whole, like, yeah, you get it, you know. And then I get, you can make content that has explicit words like that, but, you know, like on YouTube. But I don't know how it works. So I'm not a monetized channel. I don't have enough subscribers or watch time. So it's all good, you know. But so like, it just trips me out because everybody does. And then I was listening to, I listened to Kevin Nash, Kevin Nash. If you don't know who Kevin Nash is, he played the Super Shredder and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the Ooze one. He also played. He's also a wrestler, a pro wrestler from the WWE, WWF, WWE, WCW, NWO for life. He did a little bit of TNA, and then he went WWE, whatever, you know? But that's how I know Kevin Nash, because he was part of the founding members of the NWO and WCW, you know? So, he does a podcast now called Click This. And they went over, him and the other guy, I think the other guy's name is Steven. He used to do a lot of wrestling, like offshoot wrestling interviews and stuff with wrestlers. So it's pretty cool. So I guess they must have clicked. They must have got along, or they do the podcast there. The reason I bring it up, because they actually talked about how, because they were doing the same thing. They put stuff on YouTube and they record the podcast at the same time, you know. And I like that because it's smart. I get why people do it. Like, I tripped out. It's like, why the fuck? Like, it goes back to, remember, I made a podcast saying that the podcasts are the new talk shows for the new generation. Because I trip out because I have a son who's 18 and he'll be watching motherfuckers talking. And I was like, why the fuck are you guys watching people talk? Like, that's just boring. And then I thought about it. That's the new talk show shit. That's why they do it. That's what we used to like. The Jerry Springers and the fucking Maurys and the fucking, you know, Ricky Lakes and the fucking, you know, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, the Geraldos, all that shit. You know, Jenny Jones. Hey, Jenny Jones, man, got those crazy bitches, you know what I mean? You know? But hey, you know, it's all good. But all that shit, that's what we used to watch as a generation. I mean, as far as I know. So that's why I understand why this generation, like my kid is 18, so that generation likes watching people do podcasts. It's the same shit. It's like talk shows. You know what I mean? Really? Stupid fuck. But, So going back to that. So that's what they do too. Click This Podcast is a podcast. And then, so shout out to the Bart Winkler podcast. The Bart Winkler Show podcast. He does the same thing. He does podcasts. And then he also records certain parts for YouTube. So it's pretty cool the way he does. He kind of balances it out sometimes. Sometimes he'll record certain parts of it. Or he'll record a segment. And then that will be posted on YouTube, because he'll go live on YouTube and then, you know, post, get people involved. Pretty cool. And then he does the same thing. So that's something that maybe I'm maybe looking into doing. But like I said, like, who wants to see me just sitting here talking, you know, while I'm driving, you know? So I usually, like I said, I don't have, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but hey, there's always new listeners, guys. Always new listeners, all right? You know, hey, I'm worldwide, you know? It's fucking, but there's always new listeners, they always say. So hopefully the podcast episodes get more new listeners. So like I said, how was I gonna say? I talked about it before, where I don't really dedicate time to this. Like, you know, all these motherfuckers that are sitting there with the microphones and the computer all ready, and they're recording, and they got notes what they want to talk about or segments. I don't do that shit. This is usually off the top of my head. Sometimes I get inspiration, like I just said. That's why I'm recording a new episode, because that inspired me. I tripped out how people just don't say certain words. We get again, then I tell me reason why they probably put this on YouTube, so they don't want to get demonetized. Because as soon as you say certain words, or use certain words too much, or promote violence, or there's like a broad spectrum. And the reason why I brought up the Kevin Nash Click This podcast was because they talked about it. Because like him and Kevin, like, oh, Steven and Kevin, I think his name's Steven, my bad if I don't know your name. But you know, he used to do Shoot This, I think. Just check out the Click This podcast with Kevin Nash. It's pretty cool. The other guy who does the show with Kevin Nash said, let's go over, like, some of our, you know, they can't say that many bad words, because then it can get demonetized, I guess. Like, they went over the broad spectrum of rules that can cause your video to be demonetized. And remember, I don't know how many moderators does YouTube have, you know, people that literally scour YouTube and to, like, demonetize stuff or to investigate stuff, you know what I mean? Of course, if it's, like, a worldwide fucking outrage about a video, you know, then it probably, or like, you know, like, real popular outrage is probably going to get taken down quick, you know, or demonetized real quick, you know? So that's the trippy part, man, that it does that. And they went over the list and it's like, yeah, you're using bad language too much, you know, promoting violence, other things of being violent, of course, hate speech and all that shit. So it trips out, because even the other guy said that sometimes they have like a blanket or umbrella terminology, so they can kind of go back and say, hey, this is, goes against the rules. You know, because they're not very specific. It's kind of like a broad spectrum of, oh, do not promote violence. do not promote certain, like, you know what I mean? So it's pretty trippy, and that's why I get why some people don't say it. I just trip out because, like you're on a podcast, bro. Just say, you know, he's Mickey Mouse, the cartoon character Mickey Mouse in this episode has a hard on, and he's poking the cheese with to make it to Swiss cheese. You know, I don't know if that's a metaphor or something, but you know, it's kind of stupid funny. You know, it's kind of like, ugh. But then it's kind of weird because it's supposed to be for kids. You know, why would a kid know that? You know, I don't, you know, that's so I get it. So that's why. But it's a trip, you know, the whole Walt Disney being a racist or being like a bigot or, you know, I don't know, sexually wise, like what kind of shit he was into. But I've heard those stories about, I mean, I've heard that supposedly he was like that or he would, but I don't know. I just know that sometimes he was kind of like very tedious, I guess, you know what I mean? I don't know about all the other shit, but those are the jokes, you know. You see Family Guy? Or no, it was American Dad or Family Guy. I wanted it to, right? Where they it was American Dad. Remember American Dad, where they take over like a Disney-like, Disneyland-like place? And, you know, or some shit like that. Or yeah, one of the episodes where it shows like they bring back Walt Disney, right? Supposedly his brain was in like a fucking, you know, like Ted Williams or whatever. And he's like, and he shows like, he's looking at the cameras and he shows like, it shows like black guy and a white girl kissing and he goes crazy, you know? Or then it shows two guys kissing too and he goes crazy about that. So, you know, but, whatever, you know. But yeah, so that's what tripped me out. Like how it's like working, you know, you're at work and they don't want you to lose certain language. So you're going to go around that. You're not going to say that word. But I just trip out sometimes, like, how the fuck you, why are you not saying the word? Just say it, so people understand what the fuck you mean, you know? So, that's what tripped me out, you know, that's what I wanted to come on here and talk about that real quick. And I told myself, should I put this with the line next time? No, we gonna make it, so this is gonna be a whole new episode, right? Whole new episode, a whole new episode. So, yeah, so that's what keeps, like, I trip out about that sometimes. Or be like, even like on TikTok, like this goes back to the whole censorship fucking episode, the podcast I did, I think it was two episodes ago, where I talked about like censorship and like how like even like on TikTok, supposedly you can't use Hitler's name or you can't say Hitler or anything because I guess there's a chance that you can get like they will pull the video or something like that on TikTok. So a lot of people don't refer to him as that, so they say like the mustached one or you know who, you know, or stuff like that when they're talking about referencing like World War II or like stuff like that. So I tripped out about that too, you know. But yeah, it's funny how that shit works. But like I said, then I just defy, just make your own website, man. I don't know how that shit works, man. Like you think a dumb motherfucker like me had, like we have the internet at our fucking fingers. You can find out how the fuck does a web page work? Like how do you make a web page? Even isn't it free? But then it's not. I don't get it. You know, that's some shit I never looked into. Like, I kid you not, I never looked into, like, how the fuck do you make a web page? Anybody, like, how do you do this? You know, so, that's the funny part. For me, at least. I always laugh at that. And then, what was I going to say? The fact that, oh, this is my take now, all right? We're going to go off this real quick, and we're going to go into the fact that, we're going to go into the fact that, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, right? So, we're going to get into great sports talk. So, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and, as you know, like I said, whenever I post this episode, so it could be a week from now, a month from now, whatever, all right? So as you know, I heard the news that Aaron Rodgers is confirmed, that it was confirmed that he really did break his thumb. So he has a broken thumb and his throwing hand. So that's why he wasn't, that explains a lot of his lackluster performances and his not able to throw the ball right, you know? And whenever he broke that, I think he broke that thumb or injured that thumb earlier in the season, like way earlier. I think I want to say week 3 or it could have been week 2. I'm not sure. Or could have been week four. I forget. Or right when the 5-game losing streak began. So I think it was maybe week four. I'm not sure, though. I could be wrong. But that explains it to me. So I bring this up because, see, there's a lot of shit talkers. A lot of people say Aaron Rodgers is washed. Aaron Rodgers is done. He's too old. He doesn't. He can't play. Look, time's caught up with him. He can't even make good throws. What the hell's wrong with him? What the F is wrong with him? Get him out of the game and all that. So if his thumb was broken, how the fuck are you going to throw? You don't got grip, right? Your grip on the ball. And how much pain are you in? So to me, now all the motherfucking haters on Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not saying he's a perfect guy, and I say even if he didn't have a fucked up thumb, and I don't know how the outcomes would have been. Because there's times where there are people who literally complained about, oh, Aaron Rodgers, like when they played against the Detroit Lions and they lost. Aaron Rodgers had he threw a ball to his tackle, his friend too, Bakhtiari. He's one of the tackles that they paid big money to. That fool fucked up his knee and, you know, hasn't been the same since, but it is what it is. So they ran a play, like a trick play. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball to Bakhtiari in the end zone, but that fucking throw was terrible. They said a lot of people who broke down that game said that throw, that play was dumb, but if it would have worked, everybody would have been tripping out and saying, fuck yeah. But it didn't work. And a lot of people have said he couldn't even throw the ball to Bakhtiari. He couldn't even, the throw was not good. So to me, there's other cases where Aaron Rodgers he wasn't throwing the ball good. You know what I mean? And that's because he had a fucked up thumb, man. So now this motherfucker, in my mind, deserves to get a fucking chat to be full healthy. And I get it. Some people said, oh, how come they kept him in? Because, you know, as an athlete, sometimes motherfuckers don't know when to call it quits. Don't know when to, hey, I gotta hang him up. And for him, he already knows that's towards the end of the line. Like, you know, he probably only has 1 to 2 more years in him to play this game. And to get hurt like that, it sucks. And then, like, to go out there and tell your coach, I mean, I get it. He has power, you know. You know, he's Aaron motherfucking Rodgers, 2-time and back-to-back MVP. That's sad that we couldn't make it to the fucking Super Bowl as a Green Bay Packer fan. You know, he led his team to the NFC Championship game, I think twice, right? Or no? Yeah, twice. And they got eliminated. Been eliminated. And then regardless of that, they got eliminated from the playoffs, the original round last year. So to me, I always say it, but to me, like, people are going to say, oh, you're biased because you like Aaron Rodgers. I don't mind him. You know, he's a quarterback, a great quarterback, one of the greatest to ever play. Is he a weird guy? I guess, right? He does his thing. He's from California, though. I'm from California, so I'm on California. You know what I mean? That's cool, something we have in common. And then he went to Cal Berkeley, California Golden Bears, you know. He went there, and I like Cal. Not because of him. I just like Cal because it's California, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, yeah, Cal Berkeley seems cool to me, so I'll root for their football program and all that, you know. So, some people tell me, hey, you're biased. I was like, no, to me, he deserves a second chance. You know, this motherfucker came off of back-to-back MVP years, right? And now he's not that great. And I get it. The week one game when they lose, week one is like they always lose. And I think that's Aaron Rodgers not just having enough rhythm or enough fucking, not rhythm. Getting to know his receivers. Remember, they're all young receivers, rookie receivers, and that doesn't help that fucking, their number one pick, not that yet, like the pick that they traded up to get, fucking Christian Watson, was fucking hurt too. That don't help at all. That don't help at all. So, you know, I think, Aaron Rodgers, it should get another chance. Like, next year, I mean, hopefully everything else, he doesn't get hurt again. But I think, you know, the critics need to lay off this motherfucker now. Because now we know that fucking thumb was broken. And to me, I get why you wanted to stay out there and play. I get it. If you think you can do it, you can do it, you know. And what do we have in Aaron and Jordan Love? Hey, you know, to me, like I said, Jordan Love, it is what it is, man. I know it sucks for him because they drafted Jordan Love, the Packers front office, you know, Brian Gutekunst, or what the fuck his name is. They drafted Jordan Love because at the time they believed Aaron Rodgers was kind of on the decline. And then there's the whole adage that as soon as they fucking drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers took it personally. Like the whole Michael Jordan, I took that personally, you know. And that lit a fire under him, and he came out swinging, you know, won an MVP. So like, okay, now we can't really bench you because, you know, Jordan Love, you know, you're MVP. And then he did it again, right? Oh, shit, we can't really do anything about that because, hey, you're fucking good. So you can't really evaluate Jordan Love yet in a full starting role. And, like, in the games he did get into, he wasn't that great in the regular season. So I get it. A lot of people say now it's time to play Jordan Love to see, at least play him in the last four games of the season, because even if the Packers win out, it would be, if they win out, they would be, what, 8-7 or something like that? Because they've won four games. So a lot of people want the team to tank. A lot of people say, nah, just fuck it. You know, especially since Aaron Rodgers has officially, it's been officially that Aaron Rodgers has broke his bone. Broke his thumb bone. His thumb, you know. So since that came out, now and then it's gonna fuel shit on the other side saying, oh, fucking put that motherfucker on IR. The season's over anyway, and let's see what we roll with Jordan Love. And see, say if they do that, say they put him on IR, and tell him, hey, go get surgery so you can be ready for next season. They do that, right? And then they put Jordan Love in, and they make miraculously. They win out. They win all the remaining games, you know? Imagine. And then they make it to the playoffs. And I'm not saying that, I mean, I know it's not going to happen. I know it's like very low chance of that happening. But say if that did happen. Are you going to go back to Aaron Rodgers next year? You know? And that's the trip. You're going to have to because Aaron Rodgers redid his contract, so he's guaranteed, I think, like $50 million, or he's gonna get $50 million next year. So it's like, dang, you know. So I don't know, man. Like, but I think he deserves another chance even before now because he had a fucked up thumb. He literally injured himself. He literally broke his thumb. So like, nah, he ain't playing full. I want to see this motherfucker at full health before I make my judgment saying he's washed up. He's done, you know. So that, like, it is what it is, but that's my take on Aaron Rodgers, man. He deserves a second chance now, another chance to prove himself. And say if they do bench him or put him on the injury reserve list, so that'll take him out for the rest of the season. I think it's like when you get put on IR, I think it's like six games or four games minimum. I don't fucking know how that works. I guess when you put someone on IR, that opens up a roster spot for somebody else. You know, they can bring somebody else up, I think, or something like that. Then just not playing them, you know. However that shit works. So, but yeah, I'm like, man, fuck, man. That's why. And then to all those fucking haters, that's why he ain't fucking throwing the ball good. That's why he's not doing good. His motherfucker's hurt, you know. So, but it is what it is, man. Like I said, I have multiple teams, so I'll keep it real. I like the Green Bay Packers. I like the Raiders, Oakland Raiders, you know, fucking Las Vegas Raiders now. But I like the Raiders and I like the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, I've been a Bengals fan since I was a sophomore in high school, and I was class of 2006, so about back in 2003-2004 school year, you know. So I'm not a bandwagoner, you know, so it's all good. Been a Raider fan since my whole life because I remember as a kid, the family would watch the Raider games. Dad would turn to my dad, he liked the Rams at first, but then they left Anaheim, and he's like, fuck them, you know. You know, and so, but I grew up watching Raider games, man, so I'm a Raider fan, you know, even though the Raiders always would suck, can't even get to the damn playoffs. You know, and then the 2002 season came, right? 2003 or 2002? I forget what fucking year it was. I think it was 2003. Yeah. 2003, the 2002-2003 season. Whatever. And Raiders lost, of course. In the Super Bowl, the fucking John Gruden and shit. I remember that. And I've been a Packers fan since I saw Brett Favre. Back in the day, I used to call them the G's because I didn't know what the fuck they, you know, what it stand for, you know. But I like the colors, the Brett Favre, Sterling Sharp, playing Tecmo Ball, being the Packers, you know, Sterling Sharp and Brett Favre connection. It was cool. But at the end of the day, I always believe until they're mathematically eliminated. And I know, man, you can't do that shit because you know the Packers, they have a hard chance. They're just making the playoffs. Just making the playoffs, you know, and to me, that's all it's about. Just make the motherfucking playoffs and see what happens. But, like, to me, it's like you can't count out people. Like, why is some people start catastrophically losing? Like, why is it the Minnesota Vikings go on a 4-game skid? You know, they lost already to Dallas. Dallas spanked the shit out of them. And then why is it they lose to us? They lose to the fucking Patriots this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. You know, so that's 2-game losing streak. Then they lose 2 more games. You know, they still have 8. They're 8-2 now, or some shit like that. So then they lose a total of 4 games. They'll be 8-6, of course. You know, and I, like I said, the Packers went out. Once they're 8-6, but you know, so like it can happen. But I know that's a hard. It's a hard sell. And then even the wild card, they can get a wild. There's 3 wild card spots. You know what I mean? And I know most of the fucking NFC East teams are taking those spots, but it can happen. So that's why I always believe I just ride till the wheels fall off, you know? So that's my take on that whole Aaron Rodgers broken thumb. If he broke it and he knew it was broken and he still played, I get it, man, but how is that helping the team? I get it. Maybe he said, fuck it, let's roll with it. And I think it can stick. I can gut it out. And maybe now he said, fuck it, let's make it official. Let's make it public now. I have a fucking broken thumb. Because you don't know when he broke it. I forget what hit. Who hit him? I want to say it was week 2 or week 3, man. I know, or right when he went on that skid, that losing streak. And people were speculating, hey, if he broke his thumb, man, get him out of the fucking game, man. Because how the fuck are you going to throw a broken thumb, man? So, I mean, he's still making cool-ass throws and shit, but, like, I listen to other people breaking down some of the Packer losses in the games. And he was not making throws. He was not getting the ball where he used to do. And so that, and now there's an explanation for it. And now to me, it's like, all right, so he wasn't playing healthy. Of course he's going to suck, you know. It didn't help that the offensive line was letting the motherfucking defense sack him and shit. Didn't help at all. So that's what happens, man. So I do Aaron Rodgers. He comes back with a vengeance next year. If he somehow knows how to play with that broken thumb and they win out, fuck it. Maybe the playoffs. I know that's a big maybe. I know a lot of people say, you're fucking dreaming, motherfucker. But it is what it is, man. When they beat the Cowboys, they could have beat the fucking Titans, but the fucking defense didn't show up that game. So now it's on the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe we can shock them and beat them and go into the bye week, you know, at least, and see what happens. But, like, if Jordan Love does go into the game, they say they shut down Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love plays. And Jordan Love, fuck it, he follows the fucking playbook. He follows the plays being called to a T, doesn't check out, doesn't audible. And they start winning. Then I get what people are going to start saying, you know. Aaron Rodgers who? You know. So, we'll see, though. I think at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have to. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But in my mind, I think he wants to get at least Super Bowl number 2. At least to win it. Then, stupid ass Brett Favre. You know, I like Brett Favre, man. That was cool, but he did that dumb shit taking money from poor ass motherfuckers. Come on, bro. You know, he'd be doing dumb shit like that, man. And, so Brett Favre. I if he wins another Super Bowl, even though he didn't go back to back, he'll be better than Brett Favre, man. I'll keep it real. He'd be better than Brett Favre. Brett Favre kept the tradition of going back to back Super Bowls alive. Aaron Rodgers lost it because he didn't go back to back. But yeah, man, that's my double. Fuck, that's my take on it. Jesus Christ, motherfucker, driving all slow and shit. Sorry. But it happens. It happens. My bad guy. But yeah, that's my take on that. The whole broken thumb thing. Just, you know, if you still want to play him. Let's take him to Philly and see what Aaron Rodgers does. And if they win that game, keep him. If they don't, I get, yeah, fuck it. Just put Jordan Love in if it's that bad. If not, if Aaron Rodgers wants to keep playing on it because the season's lost, I mean, then it's like no evaluation to Jordan Love yet still, you know. But we'll see what happens. But like I said, go Pack Go all day. We'll see. And maybe we might get some more victories, and maybe we might make the playoffs. My hopes are always up, man. Like I said, I just roll to the wheels fall off. Roll to the wheels fall off, you know? Damn it. Fucking shit in the road. But anyway, let's get back into it. So, yo, and that's it. This is the end of the podcast episode. I did edit the second segment. Because at first I thought I was going to make a whole new episode, but I was like, you know what? Let's combine this motherfucker. So that's it, man. I did talk about Aaron Rodgers and how I think Aaron Rodgers should get a chance to play against the Philadelphia Eagles. And if they win, he keeps starting. If not, you can put Jordan Love in if his thumb is really that bad. If it's not that bad, he wants to wait till the end of the season to get surgery, fuck it, so be it. You know what I mean? But I still say my final verdict on him, he injured his fucking thumb. He said since week 5. So that explains the terrible play to me. You know what I mean? And being injured, you can't, you know, he was hurt. And playing hurt, man, we do things as human beings as hurt being hurt, and we know it's not 100%. So imagine trying to throw a fucking football not being 100%. And I get it, maybe he needs to fucking bite his pride. Swallow his pride or whatever the fuck and do what's good for the team. But I get it, man. He wants to pat his stats. He wants to go out. He wants to be a fighter, man. You know, at the end of the day, we don't want to fucking give up. So I guess maybe somebody in the team needs to sit his ass down. But I get it. Aaron Rodgers is somewhat bigger than the team at some points. I understand that. Shout out to Bart Winkler for that little saying that Aaron Rodgers is bigger than the team, you know. But anyway, man, that's it. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life with your homie Arena Vincent. Vincent 365 Production. Novello. You know what to do. Rate, review, share the podcast, share it. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. It is Arena Vincent on YouTube. It's just Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters. Check me out on YouTube and please subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Until next time, and hope you enjoyed this podcast. And again, rate, review, and if you got any comments, man, hit me up. You know how to do it. Peace.